This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dolly Mama blog. It's March 24th, 2008, and today's entry is This Many Fingers. Because you're five now, here's something you can do. Watch this. You can sing low and dance high at the same time. Watch. Oh, wait, your brother's getting in on the action. He's up on his tiptoes, promenading around while he groans something from the sound of music in an underwater kind of baritone. But no, Benny, that's not what you meant. You said low and high, but you don't know why, because you meant fast and slow. You're five, and you can sing a speedy, circusy song while dancing as slow as a ballroom snail. Okay, actually, you can't. By mistake, you're flapping your elbows in time to the tune like a circus chicken. So, okay, you can't sing fast and dance slow at the same time, even though you're five. But here's what you can do. You can wink. I know this because when I open my eyes in the morning, I am greeted by the lit up blue skies of early spring and also by your ripe peach of a face approximately 1 nanometer away from mine and so scrunched with winking that it looks like the whole thing is going to turn inside out through your eye socket. You're winking. You're winking like this. Winking and also thinking hard about something. About this. When a tortoise walks, probably it feels fast to them. You're five, and you understand relativity. Five is no less passionate than four. You love me. You love me so much. You are flinging your long five-year-old arms around me, wrapping your cold five-year-old hands around my neck, squeezing to warm them until I remind you about choking. Oh, right. You used to plunge your hands down my shirt, you're reminding me. You used to call it finding a warm place, and you used to wedge your 2 and 3 and even 4-year-old fingers into the place between my nursings. Like this. Which you don't do anymore. I mean, you're doing it now, but only to remind me of how you never do it anymore now that you're 5 and 2 days old. Hardly ever. Ooh, you love me. Actually, you love our whole family. Actually, you love everybody in the whole world. Well, except robbers and thieves, of course. Of course. You don't believe in ghosts, which, even though you're 5, you still pronounce in 2 syllables like it rhymes with hostess. Ghostess. But, well, you are afraid of them. Like, you know there aren't any, but sometimes when you're lying in your little bed at night without a grown-up, you hear a weensy little sound and it makes you feel worried about the ghostess. I explain the word irrational to you. Explain the way your mind might understand something perfectly well, but then your heart might feel that same thing in a different way. Like how I used to lie in my own little bed with Uncle Rob in the top bunk right above me and Grandma and Grandpa breathing quietly asleep in the room right next door, but I could hear my own heart beating in my pillow. And I knew it was the sound of my heart beating, but still, it sounded like tiny footsteps marching, maybe footsteps of tiny people who were green and climbing in the window. Or, and I don't actually say this to you, the way I know you're 5. I mean, my mind understands that it's been 5 years since the dark morning your dad and I stood under the starry cold sky in the hospital parking lot without you. And then emerged a few days later into sparkling heaps of fresh snow everywhere, this little pink-cheeked baby in our arms, this bundled-up beauty who is you. But my heart can't believe it. Your hands are still around my neck, gently now, and so the smell of your hair is filling my nose, my lungs, my memory. And I know it's the smell of 5-year-old hair. My mind knows that, but it smells like my baby. The baby who is you 1 second ago, even though babies can't do any of the amazing stuff you can do, like skate on single blade skates without holding a hand, or try 1 tiny dot of wasabi, even though it's the spiciest thing in the whole entire world. Oh, birdie, my heart knows what it knows. Oh, my baby little one.